This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's three largest oil and gas companies must pay roughly $2 million in fines. That's the conclusion of a nearly two-year-long investigation into data fraud. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
State regulators approved the fines on Wednesday. They come after an investigation revealed that two environmental consultants, Tasman Geosciences and Eagle Environmental Consultants, falsified test results from old oil and gas wells and spill sites, and then submitted those results on behalf of Colorado's three biggest fossil fuel companies, Civitas, Chevron, and Occidental. Part of the penalty goes to the state, but some is set aside for charitable projects, including support for a geothermal conference at the Colorado School of Mines. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado's unemployment rate held steady at 3.9% in May. That's below the U.S. rate of 4.3%. Still, the state's job growth is lagging. Colorado's Labor Department says preliminary data shows no new jobs have been added to Colorado's payrolls over the past 12 months. The quantum tech industry in the state is getting a boost from two executive orders issued by President Trump. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Trump announced a national effort this week to produce a quantum computer capable of doing scientific calculations within 5 years. Colorado is among a handful of states with advanced quantum industries. Quantum technology is still a highly speculative field, but the Denver-based CEO of Elevate Quantum, Jesse Olson, says it's critical for the federal government to be on board for emerging technologies.
I do think we need to start preparing for it today.
Elevate Quantum is building facilities in Colorado to develop quantum tech. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
You can find more news at CPR.org. Across the state, we can expect cooler weather and more rain today. The threat of severe storms is thankfully lower.